Sentire Media.
Welcome to the Stop Italian Sounding Podcast, uncovering authentic Italian food. I'm your host, Robert Campana, and join me as we delve into the rich heritage of genuine Italian food, exploring its legends, history, and traditions. Through important tips and insightful interviews with industry professionals, you'll gain a deeper understanding of authentic Italian food. Welcome back, everyone, to the Stop Italian Sounding Show, uncovering authentic Italian food. So, did you know that one of Italy's most consumed cheeses contains mold? Don't worry, it's good mold and it's immediately recognizable by its blue-green color. Yep, I'm talking about one of my favorite cheeses, Gorgonzola. So, it's a cheese that has a history that dates back a long time. In fact, some claim that it was first made in the town of Gorgonzola in the outskirts of Milan in northern Italy in the year of around 879. And according to others, the birthplace took place in Pasturo in Valsassina, a dairy center for centuries, especially thanks to the natural caves whose average temperature is constant between about 6 to 12 degrees Celsius or 43 to 54 degrees Fahrenheit, which allows for Gorgonzola to age as well as other various cheeses. And in this context, there's no doubt that its production was carried out with the milk from the herds returning from the mountain pastures in the autumn. In fact, Gorgonzola was originally referred to as Stracchino di Gorgonzola or Stracchino Verde, meaning Stracchino from Gorgonzola or Green Stracchino. The cheese was made during the fall when herds returned from the mountain pastures and the cows were stracco or tired in local dialect. And now it's considered one of Italy's most famous and popular cheeses, and therefore, of course, is one of Italy's most imitated cheeses. So for today's episode, first we'll talk about how it's made, and then I'll tell you how to recognize the real deal so you're not duped. And then I'll offer a few ways to enjoy it, of course. So let's start with how Gorgonzola is actually made. Well, of course, first of all, I'm talking about Gorgonzola PDO, and I'll explain what PDO means a little later. But anyway, Gorgonzola, of course, is considered a blue cheese because of the distinctive blue-green veins that run through it. So when I say quote-unquote blue cheese, that's the category in which there are many other cheeses. And these are cheeses that are characterized by the presence of blue-green veins or spots created by the introduction of mold spores. And these cheeses are known for their bold and tangy flavor profiles, which are often described as sharp, pungent, and slightly salty. So anyway, let's talk about how Gorgonzola is actually made. So it's made through a process that requires careful attention to detail, as you would understand, like many cheeses. Just like any other cheese, the milk is collected, and Gorgonzola PDO cheese begins with the collection of fresh cow's milk. And the milk comes from cows grazing on specific pastures in Lombardy and Piemonte regions of northern Italy. And once the milk arrives, the next step is heating and curdling. So the collected milk is heated to a specific temperature with a mixture of starter, Penicillium Roqueforti, selected yeast, and calf rennet. And that's it. These are all the ingredients that we need to make Gorgonzola. So anyway, as it heats up, this process helps to separate the milk into curds and whey. And once the milk has been curdled, it's cut into small pieces to release the liquid whey, which is just a byproduct that results from the coagulation of milk during the cheesemaking process. And the curds are the solid portion of the milk, consisted primarily of milk proteins and fats. So anyway, after this process, the curds, so the solid parts, are then drained of the excess liquid whey. Now, the drained curds are transferred into molds, where they're pressed to form the characteristic shape of Gorgonzola cheese. And after molding, which is about 24 hours, the Gorgonzola is dry salted for the first time with Italian sea salt, and then it's placed in a warm room. And 24 hours later, Gorgonzola undergoes a second phase of salting. And depending on which variety of Gorgonzola we're dealing with, so dolce, meaning sweet, or picante, meaning spicy, which I'll talk about a little later, the storage time in the warm room could vary from 2 to 7 days. And at this point, we're ready for aging. So the cheese is then left to mature in a temperature and humidity controlled environment for several weeks to several months, of course, according to which variation of Gorgonzola we're dealing with. And during this time, the cheese is punctured. So this is a very important step. The cheese is actually punctured with steel needles, creating little holes. And these holes in the cheese promote the development of a blue-green veining, also known as marbling, due to the natural growth of mold, favored, of course, by oxygen entering the holes. The wheel is then salted again on the rind. So anyway, how is this mold even safe to eat? Don't worry, because the mold used in Gorgonzola is Penicillium Roqueforti, so it's safe to consume, of course, obviously. Also, the pH and salt content of the cheese play a role in preventing the growth of harmful bacteria while promoting the growth of the desired mold. And its aging also plays a role because as Gorgonzola ages, the mold continues to develop and mature. And this aging process helps to ensure that any potential harmful bacteria are outcompeted by the mold and that the cheese, of course, is safe to eat. So throughout the entire production process, strict quality control measures are followed to ensure that the cheese meets the standard set forth by the PDO, PDO meaning Protected Designation of Origin. So what exactly is a PDO product? Well, that simply means that a product, in this case Gorgonzola, can only be produced in a specific geographic location due to its history, tradition, raw materials, and know-how. And in the case of Gorgonzola, it could only be produced in most of the region of Lombardia and some of the region of Piemonte in northern Italy. And it's recognizable by the red and yellow PDO seal, or DOP as it's known in the Italian acronym. And this seal, of course, was created to protect local products with a strict connection to its territory, especially to protect against imitations. And in the case of Gorgonzola, there are two types that are produced, dolce and picante. Dolce literally means sweet and refers to more of a creamier Gorgonzola that's aged for a minimum of 50 days, while picante literally means spicy and it refers to a more mature Gorgonzola, which is aged a minimum of 80 days. And only after it passes all of the strict quality inspections will earn the red and yellow PDO seal. And one thing that many people don't know is that Gorgonzola PDO is actually considered to be lactose-free. Or maybe I should say that it's a cheese that has such a small amount of lactose that most people who are lactose intolerant aren't affected. In fact, Gorgonzola PDO is recognized as lactose-free by the Italian Ministry of Health because it has below the 0.1 grams of lactose per 100 grams of product. So anyway, as we wrap up today's episode, Gorgonzola could be used in many ways, such as simply enjoying it on its own with a glass of wine, or incorporating it into dishes like pasta sauces as it makes it creamier. And it also adds a very nice, let's just say, a certain richness to the dish. And it's also quite enjoyable on top of pizza. I've had it many times on pizza. It's delicious. And it's especially good in risotto, as Gorgonzola adds, again, the creaminess and a tangy kick to the risotto. And lastly, Gorgonzola pairs nicely, believe it or not, with fresh fruits like figs, pears, even apples, kiwis, and strawberries. But anyway, whatever way you prefer to enjoy Gorgonzola, you could be assured that it will definitely add a nice burst of flavor to your dish. Thank you for joining me on this journey through the stories of authentic Italian cuisine. If you enjoyed today's episode, don't forget to subscribe to this podcast for more insights and interviews. Also, feel free to reach out with your thoughts or questions on our social media channels at Stop Italian Sounding, or on our website, stopitasounding.com. Grazie a tutti e alla prossima.
Sentire Media.
Hey, podcast producers and show hosts. Do you want to join a podcast network that celebrates all things Italian? At Sentire Media, we understand the allure of Italy and its unique culture. Our devoted team of hosts and producers are all driven by their shared passion for Italy. And we work tirelessly to create the best lifestyle podcasts and content that will whisk you away to the very heart of Italy. With us, you can savor the mouth-watering flavors, get lost in the stories from the past, break down the cultural barriers, and truly immerse yourself in the vibrant traditions of this intoxicating country. If you have a great podcast idea or are already in production and would like to join Sentire Media, head over to sentiremedia.com, that's sentiremedia.com, and find out how to submit your show.